Hi, this is Paul, and this is a little front end to a video that I'm going to share about. It's basically the conversation that five of us had about an idea that Job had, which was when he asked Jeff, basically, when are we going to have LobsterCon? And now, actually, there's a lobster convention or something out there, so we're not going to call anything LobsterCon. We're going to have something probably talking about meaning and maybe bridges and something like that. But one of the things that I've been impressed by in the last couple of years as I've been doing this work has been the importance of meeting in person. And so one of the things that I was thinking about was, what would it be to be able to have more longer conversations face to face? And sort of the two ideas that came out of this were retreats or conferences or conventions. And my initial idea was mostly retreats, of more intimate gatherings of 15 to 30 people, probably over a span of a long weekend or 3 days or something like this, where there might be a formal presentation or two, there are probably meals together, there are probably downtimes, maybe day trips, and something of this nature where people can get together, meet each other, so on and so forth. So in this conversation I'm sharing is a conversation that we had with Job and Jeff and Ryan and Cassidy, all of whom picked up on this idea and sent me emails and wanted to talk about it. I'm having conversations with some of my local group here, Rick and Joey and Tyler, many of whom you've seen on my channel at one point or another. And below there's a link to a survey, and it's just a little Survey Monkey survey that, if you're interested in this at all, please fill it out, because before we can put together an in-person event where there obviously be costs and things like that, we'd like to get input from people out there. What kind of interest is there really in doing some retreats? Where would we do them? And I've got a variety of places down below. What kind of price structure is important? And so some of these questions. So listen to the conversation, fill out the survey. Also a note on the Discord server that we started. Apparently the invites only go for 100 people at a time, so I'll probably have to update them regularly, but there should be a link to the one below. Today, for the first time, we sort of had kind of a virtual meetup, audio only, on the Discord server, where we had about 20 people, and Job led someone else, a guy named Andy, in conversation. And for Andy, this was the Discord server was sort of his first real opportunity to have extended conversations with other people who have been within this conversation. And Andy shared a lot of his story, and it was really a moment. Many of us were just excited and touched, and it was speaking from not everybody in our group obviously are Christians, but it was really a sacred, holy moment that we had as Andy shared his story and shared it with Job, and some other people chimed in. So if you're feeling kind of isolated or alone, join the Discord server and jump into the conversation there. So far, it's a little bit more live than in the comments section. But now we're playing with, having people connect in, online, but also we want to look at creating spaces for people to connect at retreats or maybe conferences. And so we're trying to get the background information for that. So pick up that Survey Monkey link, fill out the survey. It only takes about 2 minutes. There's like 5 questions. And let us know what you think, because if we're going to maybe put something together, we need to know, because, I don't have $100,000 grant project to do this kind of thing. We're just making this stuff up as we go along. So watch the video, fill out the survey, and a whole bunch of us who are kind of working on this, I mean, everybody's volunteer. We'll see what we can put together, and we'll let you know what we can put together. Hi, this is Paul, and we're going to talk about possible convention, get together, extended meetups, some of these kinds of ideas. And this idea got started between Job and Jeff, because Job said something to Jeff And Job's in a noisy cafe, so he's going to be muted quite a bit of this conversation, which will probably be disturbing for him. But go ahead, Job. Job and Jeff, how did this whole thing start?
Okay, first off, this was a joke. I wasn't being serious. So, okay, I don't know, Jeff, how did this happen? Because I think you and I were just talking, and I said we should have, like, this, it would be fun if we had, like, a conference where we could have, like, real speakers and breakout sessions. I didn't know you were going to talk to Paul about it.
Well, this was all your idea, and it just sounded good to me, and I was kind of half joking about it, too, and then shared it with Paul in our conversation, and then his eyes lit up. And I was like, oh wow, Paul thinks this is a really good idea too.
it could really work, so that's why we're here, I guess. But like, yeah, I get all these ideas now, so.
The Dutch start everything. That's just what they do. That's their role.
Well, then I guess just to add to a little bit more of it, Paul, right? So we discussed it a little bit in our last conversation. And then in the comments of that conversation, I want to say Cassidy posted something like, I'll run your lobster con or something like that. So I reached out to her, still half kidding, and just saying, hey, what, get it done. You know, actually, this sounds like an opportunity for you to make a documentary film. And so then she responded to that and sounded even more serious about, you know, trying to host it. And, you know, I guess this is an opportunity to bring Cassidy into the conversation.
Yeah, I wasn't joking. I'll run it. Joke. Yeah, so I don't know. I just, when I heard Jeff and you talking about it, I was like, oh, that has to happen. 100% has to happen. And I helped run comedy. I already have a little experience in like doing events sort of like that. And we do like live podcasting and panels and different things. So it's like, I don't know, I thought it'd be cool. But I was like half joking, half very serious. Like if it happens, I'm going to be a part of it 100%. But yeah, and then yeah, a couple days later, Ryan messaged me going like, we have to make this happen. What are we going to do? I'm like, okay, we're really doing this. Let's go.
We made a Google Doc. We're very serious. Not a lot on that doc, but it exists.
That's the standard of seriousness. Is there That's a Google right. Doc about it? Got to be real.
Yep. There's a URL out there.
Okay, so let me give you a couple of thoughts that I had, because I heard about it and I thought of it first in terms of the meetups that we've had here in Sacramento and in other places. The meetups are often, at least our meetups here in Sacramento, fairly loose and unstructured, and they just kind of go on and on, and there are different conversations, and conversations morph into other different conversations. And I also thought about many church retreats that I've been on in the past, and churches do retreats, you know, fairly, you know, that's not uncommon, whereas maybe you're getting together regularly throughout the year. At one point in the year, for 2 or 3 days, you get together in a more intensive way, and you can kind of, conversations can kind of go to different levels when you do that sort of thing. And so then basically there's a couple different things I thought about. One was, you know, I'm surprised the folks at Jordan Peterson's management company, what is that, CAA or whatever it is, I'm surprised they haven't organized a Jordan Peterson conference yet, because that would, I would assume that would probably be quite successful. But my initial thinking was something more along the idea of a lot of retreats that I've done and gone to in the past. And immediately I thought of two things, one of which my sister owns, runs sort of a bed and breakfast in rural Connecticut, where she's got a farmhouse and you know, a facility like hers could host, and there's a lot of other bed and breakfasts around and even little hotels and stuff. So, you know, you could have some plenary sessions where you could have groups of 30, 40 people, and then you could do breakout sessions. There's a fair amount of room there. And And the thing that's cool is that if you have something that's sort of integrated where you've got overnight accommodations too, you have meals together, you have conversations together, and just a lot of different conversations can happen with something like that. And something like that can be done, you know, quite easily and you know, fairly reasonably. So that's kind of the small idea. And I thought, you know, I could do one on the East Coast in Connecticut in my sister's place. There's a hotel that we used in the foothills here outside of Sacramento that we used for a pastor's retreat. And that was also pretty relaxed. So that's kind of the small, there's actually a lobster con out there. I don't know. I Googled it right away and it's like, there's somebody, and it's not, has nothing to do with Jordan Peterson. I'm not exactly sure what it has to do with
lobsters.
Lobsters probably, but
a lobster farming convention or something,
who knows. And my niece, I'm hoping to get my niece on my channel one of these days. She's actually getting a PhD in marine biology about lobsters, so that's kind of cool. She's trying to save the lobsters.
So this is more like a vendor play classes.
That's right. so that's kind of the little idea where, you know, you could just kind of announce something, and if 20, 30 people signed up for it, that's sort of how big that thing is. And then there's the idea of, obviously, I'd love to see Jordan Peterson do something. Or in fact, I was also thinking, you know, I have a friend who's a pastor of a church that's right on University of Toronto's campus. And I sent him an email and said, you know, wouldn't it be really cool if, you know, how experimental are your church leaders in terms of if we did a conference and if you did it right there in Toronto, you know, bring in Peugeot, have Verveke talk, Peterson can decide whatever the heck he wants to do. But just bring in a few people and get some more interaction. So that was another idea. And I threw it out to my friend who's the pastor, and he hasn't gotten back to me, which is kind of what pastors do when you hear an idea and you kind of think, I kind of like to do that, but I don't know if my board would go for it. Because, you know, who the heck is this Vander Clay and this Eastern Orthodox icon carver and then this guy who taught a course in Buddhism and cognitive science, and they're all going to come into our church? You know, that doesn't sound like a good idea. So
could we get
the ideas that I had? So there they all are, just throwing them out there.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to talk. I would love to have it in Toronto. Because it's easier to travel to for a lot of people because of how the U.S.'s immigration policy is. I like that some people we're interested in already live in Canada. And I wonder what we could do with maybe U of T during the weekend, where we could maybe have some of the larger rooms to have the talks, and then the smaller classrooms for breakout sessions. I spoke at a conference recently in Texas, as Jeff knows, and that was at the Catholic University of St. Edwards, where the main keynotes were in the large buildings, like the class where they lunch, and then all the other talks would be in the classrooms. That worked really well. So a university or an institution like it could work very well. And it would make the bump for Verveke or Peugeot to make it there a lot easier, because they wouldn't have to travel to the U.S.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, especially easy for Verveke in Toronto.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about the aspect of international people getting in, but that's a really good point. It's probably just easier to get into Canada than the U.S. right now.
I have been detained once. I would like that not to happen again.
I'll add to that. I've traveled to Canada several different times on business, and I too have been detained. Canada isn't as easy to get into as it might seem.
Yeah, I can also add my voice to the mix. I think what was really excited me, Paul, and I heard you talking about this in a past episode, was the idea of more of a retreat and less like a conference. like when I think of conference, I think the Marriott and I think of beige walls and I think of really badly designed signs. And that personally didn't excite me a ton, although I'd still definitely go. But the idea of a retreat, like a more communal living for a few days, I think that for me, at least, the more exciting parts are sort of those softer in between moments when you're having breakfast with someone. It's not necessarily the sessions that I usually find, you know, after something like that, that had the most influence. It's just the people and just getting to spend time around a fire pit under the stars talking about this stuff in a very organic way. So that's my take on it, is I would love to see something sort of in that flavor happen, you know. So maybe that, you know, obviously there's some level to it where we want to probably also be careful for the first one. We're not too optimistic about getting a stacked list of speakers, because then that could sort of stall out the process. Nothing happens. So we could sort of, I talked to Cassidy about this, but develop a minimum viable product. Like, how many people, how soon, like what's the smallest version of this that we think would still be worth doing? And then do that as like a beta run. And we'd probably learn a lot that we, there's no way we'd really be able to find out without just trying it. So, yeah.
And I really like what you say there, Ryan. And my sister actually has a YouTube channel where she does some videos about fixing up this property that she and her husband have. And I can put that link in here. And she would love the, I think she has about 100 subs or something, and she would love the promotion. She's always trying to get me to promote her stuff. But I that's very much what I had in mind, where it's communal living, it's relaxed, it's conversations just as they go. And, you know, I even sort of had an idea for a date. I looked at, you know, Columbus Day weekend, just to, you know, promote colonization and all those sorts of things. But, you know, and especially with my sister's place, I mean, it's something like that could be done in a very low cost, low key way. Because, I mean, for me, I just, you know, if I could get my expenses covered, that would be great. It's a chance to see my sister and my mother, and, you know, drums up a little bit of business for my sister in terms of, you know, some bed and breakfast lodging, so on and so forth. So, and even on her property, I mean, some people, if they wanted to have a lower rate, they could camp, and others, and October's about perfect for Connecticut in terms of colors and climate and all that stuff. So
yeah,
that's very similar to what I was thinking about.
Cool.
But I also like the big ideas.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do everything.
I think ultimately, like, trying to get out a survey would be helpful to see how many people are actually, like, interested in this. Because you don't want it to be this exclusive thing where it's like, oh, we're only going to allow this many people, whatever. Like, and it's definitely good to start small. But say you have 100 people really interested in that. You're not going to find, you know, like a, if you did like an Airbnb or VRBO, you're not going to find that goal. But like that's something when you're planning it, you want to have an idea of, okay, well, who are we actually planning for? Who would actually come to something like this?
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, starting small, I was thinking it might even make sense to think the first one, instead of going big, saying we're going to go to some other state that none of us live in and, you know, stay in this hotel, like starting local. So like you're in Sacramento, maybe even trying to like, and I don't know if your church would let you, but trying to do something smaller there to see, okay, what's there, and not, you know, letting other people say, okay, you're just paying a ticket to cover the cost of what this goes to, you know, run this, and you got to deal with your own, you know, lodging and food and everything.
Yep.
And maybe there's something, you can have a couple meals or something, but makes it easier on our end to understand that, instead of saying, oh, we're gonna do this big all-inclusive thing where we're doing a retreat, which it sounds really nice, but
Cassidy, you know, better internet.
What are people actually gonna pay for?
Yes. Huh? And I said, Cassidy needs a better internet connection.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, I agree. And that was, so I actually had kind of multiple scenarios in mind. And so for a long time, I've been thinking about I've talked to my meetup group about this too, in terms of what is a local type event that we could do that would be different from, you know, what we're doing now. And we're actually, I'm talking to, there's an Orthodox church that some of the people are coming to the meetup through. And the Orthodox church is talking about, you know, well, maybe we could get Jonathan Peugeot out for Holy Week. And then if Jonathan comes out here, then, you know, we might do something. Jonathan and I might do something joint. Benjamin Boyce was down and he came to a meetup. So I'm kind of toying with that, but I really like that idea too. Something that's fairly simple with the church is, I mean, if I'd say, I want to use the room, they'd say, oh, okay. I don't even ask half the time. I didn't ask to do the start, any of this. So they just kind of like, yeah, pastor's okay. There's probably nothing wrong. At least so far they still trust me. So I think it's a great idea, Cassidy.
Yeah, when Job and I were talking about this a little bit after mine and your conversation, Paul, where, you know, we first, I guess, aired this crazy idea, I was thinking about it more on a smaller scale. And, you know, I would be overjoyed even if it was just a bunch of us, you know, weirdos who like to watch your videos all the time, just everybody getting together somewhere. It wouldn't even have to be big, you know, like it just, well, I'm not saying it wouldn't have to be big, but when I mean big, I'm talking about like higher status folks showing up, which I would not be opposed to, but I'm saying it wouldn't have to be that, you know, we've already discussed this a little bit, but just even the idea, and, you know, I've talked to some people like offline who are in the comments too, who would just be interested. Yeah. Just keep, you know, if something develops, keep me posted. I would be so down for being able, you know, to get together with the people, you know, that we talk to in the comments and the people who have all of, you know, these conversations in common and just being around this. And so even just the idea for me of all of us making a pilgrimage, so to speak, to Sacramento and just, you know, having a gigantic meetup that lasts for a couple of days, you know, it's just at that point, it's just about finding the space and where the best place to do that is.
Yeah, we'll have to burn a candle in that room with all those books.
Oh, candles? I've got candles. See? I've got a candle. I've got everything in this room. You wouldn't believe what I have in this room. Now, if it all goes down, I'm coming to this room. I can live here for days, weeks.
You have a cell phone stand.
I lost it. Water bottle. I found it again. I sometimes do videos from my main work computer instead of this nice semi-clean corner. We're like, at your office? You know, it's a mess.
But anyway, Cassidy, I agree with you. I think a survey would be a good start. I mean, like, I'm not going to fly all the way to the U.S. to meet with 50 randos. So, I mean, it's going to be bigger.
You've already done it.
Yeah, you did it for what?
I know, but there was a conference. That was different. So, but yeah, I think it kind of engage the community of the rendosphere. That would be good. I don't know what else to really do at this point. I think we otherwise kind of agree on what we want and which people we want to involve. Or am I missing something?
Well, like I said, I mean, there's lots of layers we could do, and I even thought of just saying, okay, I'm going to be at this address, and if you want to get a room, you can get a room. I'm going to be there that weekend, and if you want to hang out, and if 10 people show up, then, you know, I could always, you know, something like that could happen. I really like the Sacramento idea of saying, okay, we're going to do this tiny little thing, but I think especially if it's a thing that people are going to fly in for, they probably kind of want to have an idea of what is the thing and some expectations.
Yeah, I've been on the organizing part of some developer conferences, and I mean, you kind of just have this expectation. You sort of expect a lanyard and a goodie bag. Oh man. oh yeah. Each goodie bag contains a beard hair from Paul Vanderclay. Paul, what happened to your beard? Yeah. No, but honestly, I would expect that people would assume some sort of organized whole.
Definitely. Yep.
So are you working on that Google Doc, Ryan? You getting all this down?
No.
I have taken
it. Oh, yeah.
Cassidy's got it.
Okay. This is being recorded too, so that's helpful.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what are some next steps here?
The survey. I think it's just data mining right now, right? Just like finding out from the audience, like, are we delusional? Would it just be us five?
Sure. So the Discord server, which has already like over 100 members, would be a great first pool to fish in.
Yep, definitely put something out on the Discord server. And I know, you know, we don't have Joey or Rick or any of the guys from the local meetup here, but I know some of them would be down for that. I mean, if it was in Sacramento's easy because we're sort of building on the meetup. The meetup list has about 180 people on it. So of that 180 people, you know, a good number could show. I'm talking to, so in Canada, there was a film on CBC about Jordan Peterson. I've been talking to the producers of that film, and I'm working with him in perhaps September. We might do a screening of it, or I'm helping him maybe find a way to do a screening in the Bay Area. So there's some of these little things in the works, but, you know, I very much agree with Ryan. I want to do different kinds of events, but I really am excited about kind of a relaxed, intimate, in a nice setting, conversation for people that people can, and those are, you know, to me, those are fairly smallish things.
I think the next step is gather information and then sort of collectively develop treatment as far as the theme, like what's sort of the guiding ethos of this event. Is it seems more like community rather than a class, right? It's not like when I think of traditional conference, I think a lot of like networking and like overt education, right? Like going to seminars, breakout sessions. But this could be something that is more free flowing, etc. So I think that once we get that information, then we can sort of work to articulate, like, what is our guiding light behind this? Because I think it could go in a million directions very easily and feel jumbled very quickly if anything goes.
The Discord server currently shows that like it goes from politics to science to religion to philosophy, and it just goes everywhere. So, I mean, if we're going to do breakout session, I would at least have predefined or suggested subjects, like, okay, let's talk about this, let's talk about that, with some statements, like, what do we feel about this, and then we can take items from things Paul has said, JP has said, Rafaki has said, and maybe some breakout sessions in combinations with a few speakers could fill a day easily, and maybe even 2 days. I mean, you see how hungry people are for this stuff.
Maybe in terms of language, we differentiate conference from retreat. So Ryan's talking about a retreat.
Yeah.
Job's talking about a conference, and I think there's differences in approach, differences in expectation, differences in scale.
Yeah, but when I hear retreat, I think shirtless volleyballing, so I don't know what a retreat is.
Vander Clay versus Team Verveke.
Oh, man. Joe. I think both teams should have.
Oh,
those.
No. All right.
Shirtless volleyball.
I'll write it down.
But I think you're right, Job, and that there are some people that are not going to want to do a retreat. It's just a little too shirtless volleyball. Other people are going to want to do a retreat. And I frankly, again, I like both ideas. But Cassidy's idea and question about exclusivity, I'm very sensitive to that. And so, again, people are always like, well, this is going to get big. And it's like, I don't really look forward to that bigness because it's nice. Small things are nice and big things happen and some things have to be big, but small things are nice. And so I do like retreats with or without shirtless volleyball and washing dishes together and sitting around a fire pit under the stars. I mean, that's very much my sister's place. So, yeah.
It could very well work. I'm not saying it won't. Yeah. How many people could you fit there?
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, you could fit 10, 12, 15 people. If they were staying in other places, you could go up to 20, 30. But you wouldn't want that to go much past 30. Mm. And it would be like a weekend. And you have some things that are kind of semi-structured and other things that are less structured.
I think of La Brie a little bit.
Yeah,
we know how they have a few hours and then unstructured time together. That's sort of flow.
Go ahead, Cassidy. You were going to say something?
Yeah, we had looked at some VRBOs that were in the Sacramento area, and there were some that could sleep like 20 people, and then there was some that was like 40, but there's only like 25 beds. So depending on how close you want to.
That's even worse than Charles volleyball.
Right. After with the Joe.
Planes, trains,
but there's also ways, because what the mission trip that I went on recently, we just rented several different like houses, and you had different people located in different ones, and then we'd all meet up at certain houses at certain times. Now with some of these, if you do something like that, there's an event fee, so that adds to the cost of, so that's just something we need to be aware of too.
Yep.
I think you could probably get 20 to 30 people who would be down to do that, but I guess it would just be able to say, okay, let's actually see who would be willing to pay for that. And then, I think too, the idea of a conference or like even a convention, because I sort of see it like something like VidCon, where you have like, different running and they have different events or whatever. Now that's like a huge thing, really big scale. But if you do something a little bit smaller where you have, panels or, people who have followings and they promote it, and then more people are going to be interested in that because you just have a bigger spectrum of people. But you would need something less retreat-like. You'd need something that's more structured and you have different events or different rooms that have different things going on in a schedule. And then you can still have those breakout sessions, and then people don't have to go to all these events. They, like with your channel, it's sort of different because you have all these conversations with random people, and we all know each other but don't know each other all at the same time.
Yep.
So like the idea of being able to go and meet people, that's interesting for people who are interested in the conversations like I am. Like, I don't care much about the whole Jordan Peterson thing, but I enjoy, hearing people's thoughts and, getting to be able to talk to people through that. So it's just, I guess it just depends on what people get. A lot more people interested in something where you have multiple personalities, where it is more structured than something like a retreat. But I do like the retreat idea because I think that's really cool and different.
Mm. And that VRBO cleaning fee, what was that, like $5,000 or $6,000 cleaning fee?
Stupid.
3 days?
Yeah, it's based on like amount of people. So the more people you have in there, the less per person, but not by much, because the cleaning fee just goes in.
Yeah. Yep. I'm assuming Paul's connection in Connecticut wouldn't have such a harsh cleaning fee.
Probably not.
Cold-hearted.
But that's just the bigger places. I think if you had smaller houses that were closer together, it's just going to be like a regular Airbnb rental as opposed to this huge place where everybody's in it all together, but depending on where and all of that sort of thing.
Hmm.
We did a pastor's retreat in Sutter Creek, which is a foothills community, not very far from Sacramento. It was about 45 minutes from here. We used Hotel Sutter, I think it was, and it was a small. There's a lot of these little small hotels in the foothills, and these you can do things there almost year round. The weather's very mild. Usually the prices are very reasonable, and you can have, you know, one of those little hotels might have 10 or 12 rooms, and then they'll have a communal space. And when we did it for, you know, when we did it for the pastor retreat, it was quite reasonable. So I like the VRBO thing. The thing is, people have to do a little bit more housekeeping. If you're using kind of a small hotel, then, you know, it's people, you don't have to share a bed with Job. You can get your own room and your own bathroom. And, you know, if you want to spend a little bit more, you can get a little nicer accommodation. If you say, me and Job are going to do it on the cheap, then, you know, so on and so forth.
So let's not talk about that. But I'm going to think, what sort of options do we have regarding sponsors? I mean, this is such a niche thing that I wonder if sponsors would even be an option. Can we get money from churches since we're basically promoting interesting projects?
Oh, actually, that's a good point. That we might be able to get some money for something like this, at least some seed money for a conference. I could probably... There might be some funding from my classes that would be interested in something like this. Once you get funding from a church, there are also certain expectations about some things that churches can be fairly loose, but it's not completely without strings.
Okay, so I mean, we're basically church planting, so we should be able to. No, but honestly, I mean, with jokes aside, it would be interesting to see if we could have sponsors, but I honestly can't think of rooms, because this is, we're not in a technology sphere, we're in some weird philosophy, religion, meaning area where, so maybe that's just not viable. Maybe we'll just have to have people pay an entry fee to which we finance things, and sponsorship is just not an option.
Long term, I can think of, you know, if someone wanted to work on grant writing, this is something that I hadn't even thought of throughout this whole thing, but there are organizations that could be open to grant writing proposals for this type of thing. That's a much longer term picture. But when I think about the kinds of grants that the Christian Reformed Church gets for various things, that Calvin College gets for various things, there are organizations out there, I think, that would probably be interested in this and hopefully not scared away by, I mean, some of the denominational things, quite frankly, my association with Jordan Peterson just, you know, people just back up. And it's just the way it is. And I'm not going to let that stop me, but it does impact going out and getting funds.
Okay. In any case, I got to run in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, is there anything else we need to discuss? I mean, I think as far as the survey goes, great first start, and we can offer like both options, like what will you be interested in, and do you have any things you particularly would like that might, yeah.
We can post this video and then put a link to the survey vehicle. What would be a good survey vehicle for something like this? SurveyMonkey or anybody? Some of you might
Typeform.
Know that better than me.
Typeform is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. We could maybe collectively email back and forth, and I can put together the actual survey link. But yeah, it's pretty easy to put together. Okay. And we can say like A, B preference, or yeah, we can work offline and figure out what questions are actually useful to learn about. But
yeah, I think that the surveys will tell us a lot. We'll talk more about it, you know, as we put it together. I'm happy to be involved in that. But I just had the thought, Paul, just to, I guess, to summarize things about the survey, but just one other thing, when you mentioned, you know, the two different categories that we're talking about, either kind of a retreat format versus the conference format, I just wonder if there's also some kind of hybrid of those two that could somehow exist. And, you know, I think we've been talking about that a little bit in this, but I'd just like to think more about that idea and what that would look like.
That sounds, I mean, you can do a conference and a retreat. They're sort of back to back, and the people who really want to stay long. I mean, in some ways, even with the Jordan Peterson events and the VIP, even though the VIP things are not great, that's kind of what you have. So you have the main thing, and then you have the little bit more intimate setting. But, you know, and especially.
Well, and if you wanted to, something that's a hybrid, sorry.
No, go ahead.
If you wanted to do something that's a hybrid, you could even have different packages of like, okay, so here's just like a day pass to the conference. Here's a 3-day pass. Now here's a 3-day pass plus a retreat. You know, there's different ways that you can do it. It just depends on how many people are really going to be interested in that. You want to make sure that you're not having all of this room for all these people and 20 people show up.
Right.
As far as sponsorship, I think it's your time getting sponsorships for a conference sort of thing than like a retreat. Not that I don't think maybe you could, but I just feel that that's something that a business or an organization is going to want to sponsor more than just like a 20-person thing. And one of the comedy festivals I work for is a nonprofit. So as far as grant writing, and I don't know all the details about this, but there are some restrictions. Like you have to be eligible for a lot of grants. So that's something that you need to think about as far as grants. And we also just reach out to local businesses because we run a festival in Flagstaff, which is a small town, and businesses see it as advertising. So, oh, you're going to have all these people here. Well, maybe they'll come to my business if you have some sort of discount or some sort of thing for that, and they'll be willing to, you know, pay for ads or something on, you know, what's going on.
I think the sponsorship definitely seems to line up more with the conference. I feel like sponsorship for the retreat probably is not necessary, because if we can source a place cheap, I feel like also the culture of a retreat is probably not very conducive to corporate sponsors either. Like if you have an Arby's sign in the background behind the fire.
No, no. Red Lobster.
There you go. Found it. Yeah.
Right, I gotta bail, people. I really enjoyed this conversation. It's exciting. We might be on the start of something amazing. So, you guys go and talk about me behind my back, and I'll see the video afterwards.
Bye, Joe. Bye, thanks for coming.
Bye, bye. Right. Yeah, good seeing you all. Bye, bye.
Okay, so I like the way this is shaping up. So we're gonna get a survey tool that we can. I got homeless people. I got deacons. I got all kinds of things going on here. So we're gonna do a survey tool. We can link that to this when we post it. We can talk about retreat. We can talk about conference. We can talk about hybrid. Anything else we need to put on the table?
No, I think that's it. Keep it simple, one step at a time. And then we could always reconvene after survey stuff comes in.
The only one other thing that I can think of that could potentially go on a survey is like a location, like regional preference. I don't know if people would just naturally say, oh yeah, whatever's closest to me. But I'd just be curious to see if like interest aggregates around a particular area.
Mm-hmm. I think also for different, I mean, retreats for me are, I mean, like I said, I, you know, how many want to go Columbus Day weekend to Connecticut? I mean, I only need, you know, hardly any to make it worthwhile. Maybe I'll just do it myself. But if you're talking, you know, a conference or something, then, you know, Job's idea of Toronto makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think that's a good thing to have people maybe on the survey, you know, how many people in what areas of the world are interested, you know, West Coast, Sacramento. Sacramento's fairly easy to get to from lots of places. Connecticut, a little bit tougher. You can get there from New York, you can get there from Boston, but there's a lot of people, high concentration of population on the East Coast. I mean, Texas, obviously, Toronto, or I did a conference in Australia last year, so and that had about 50 people come to it.
I think people will be more likely to fly international for the conference, like Job was saying too. And imagine someone would drop $1,000 on a flight ticket just for, you know, hanging out for a weekend. But so I think that's a smart idea to focus on cities like Toronto, where our ask for higher status speakers will be easier for them to say yes on. Right.
Yeah. Cool. Any last things?
I would just say, if we're thinking about doing something in Canada, that has a whole nother element of the business side of what that means to do business across a border. So that's just something you need to think about. And as far as like trying to get Jordan Peterson to come, you're going to have to pay for Jordan Peterson. He's not going to come for free. So you have to bake that into what it costs. Now, of course, if you get Jordan Peterson to come, there's going to be a much higher interest in an event like that because he just has such a big following and people are going to be willing to pay to hear him speak. But that's just something you have to think about.
Well, and my thinking isn't, I think if Peterson's going to do anything, it's going to be Peterson people that do it. Yeah. My thinking is much more, I mean, John Vervaeke seems very open to conversation. Jonathan Pichot does. Part of me actually, Peterson brings his own complications to something like this.
Yep.
And some of those complications, those complications are beyond us. A lot of the stuff that gets, you know, connected with him, and I'm not looking, I'm not looking to go near much of that at all, frankly.
Yeah. Well, I was sort of thinking that, although, like, I feel like you need to rename it because it's not just Jordan Peterson. It's something different, right?
Right.
And LobsterCon has that Jordan Peterson connotation. But that's not what I see your channel as. And if it's based out of what you're doing, I think you're doing something different. You talk about Jordan Peterson a lot, but you talk about a lot of different things. And you bring a lot of different people with all these different backgrounds together. So I feel like it could be something else to Peterson.
I think long-term, at least right now, it looks like meaning crisis as a marker is a little bit more of what we're actually dealing with than just Peterson per se. And under meaning crisis, you can go to Vervaeke and Peugeot and C.S. Lewis and Owen Barfield. And that, you know, I think broadens the conversation and also gets the focus away from some of the social and political stuff that tends to get Peterson all the attention.
Yeah.
All right. I really have to land the plane here too. So, so we'll talk on email. We'll get together a survey instrument and we won't post this until we have that survey instrument so people can go there to it. Also, people can find the Discord server, which is doing very well. And maybe Joey will give us a little hashtag under there where we can start chatting with this there too. Sound good?
Cool. I'm excited.
Yeah. And I just want to say it's really good to talk to everybody. I know, Paul, you're the only one besides Job that I've talked to. So it's good to get to talk. And just this one last point, you know, the heartbeat of this to me is for all of us who have this common, who have Paul in common and have all of this framework to be able to actually meet and connect with each other in person. I think that's a really big thing for me.
Yeah. And I think that will be true of most people.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Thank you all. And cool. We'll, as Freddie says, we'll see you on the flip side.
One love.
One love.
Bye.
Bye-bye.